Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Well, that's what we thought we'd be hearing from Fenway Park right about now. It was supposed to be opening day for the Red Sox. The weather had other ideas after pouring rain last night and this morning. The game has been postponed until tomorrow. The forecast looking much better. But after a dark and gloomy 2020, how about the team's forecast for the coming season? Well, we're going to spend a little time talking about that. Let's check the score with Radio Boston's Chris Sidorek. Hey, Chris, great to have you.
Hey, Anthony. Thanks for having me.
I always like talking baseball with you. Also joining us is ESPN senior writer and sports correspondent for NPR's Weekend Edition Saturday, Howard Bryant. Howard, welcome back to Radio Boston. Great to have you as well.
Thanks. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, but I have to say I'm just not really feeling it this year. Chris, let me start with you. I mean, there have been so many high-profile departures, and this Red Sox team, I don't know. I don't know how to get my arms around this sort of group of irregulars. It just feels really strange to me. Help me out.
Yeah, I might be the wrong one to ask because I've officially been boycotting this team since the Mookie trade. So I'm going to delegate a little bit here.
Hashtag where's Mookie?
That's what I'm saying. No, I'm going to delegate a little bit here. I'm going to play you a little bit of Tom Warner, the Red Sox chairman, who was on CNBC's Squawk Box this morning. He's going to tell you why you should get excited.
Well, we had a great spring training. We're coming off of a somewhat mediocre season last year, but I think we've upgraded our staff and our squad. And, you know, baseball in spring is always an exciting combination. I'm really excited that we're having fans at Fenway Park. I know you mentioned that we only have 12% capacity, but we haven't had fans at Fenway Park in 18 months.
So
So fans at Fenway Park, that's a big deal. Yeah, but go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, I was
going
to say a lot there to unpack. I mean, spring and baseball.
Somewhat mediocre last season. Somewhat mediocre, as in last place.
Yeah, pretty pitiful showing last year. I think they're hoping they can get out to a hot start and try to catch some attention here. But we'll see if they've got lightning in a bottle this year.
What do you think, Howard? Lightning in a bottle? Or what do you see on this reconstituted Red Sox squad?
Well, I think that even more so than what you see on the roster, there's an emotional healing that hasn't quite taken place yet. People aren't done mourning. I think that we have been extremely spoiled in New England in that there's one philosophy that you have in baseball more than any other sport, because the sport doesn't have really a salary cap. And it is, there are certain teams that should always compete, and the Red Sox are one of them. The Red Sox should always be one of the teams that is, you know, that when the Red Sox lose players, they don't lose players because they can't afford them. The Red Sox lose players because they chose not to sign them. Red Sox, right. Yankees, Dodgers, those are the teams that are in that category. And I think people are really struggling with the fact that how did the Red Sox let this happen? And so because of that, it creates that lack of enthusiasm is a byproduct of wondering why this happened in the first place. Now, on the field for what you've got, you don't have Chris Sale back yet. So you're not sure what J.D. Martinez is going to give you. You know, Devers and Bogarts, those are sort of the mainstays that you've got. And of course, you know, it's, you know, J.D. Martinez is the big guy in the lineup, but you just don't go into this season knowing what you can count on. You're not even going to get Chris Sale back to the All-Star break.
Right, right. So, Chris, back to you. What are the biggest changes from last year? Howard outlined some there. I mean, obviously, people like Mookie Betts are gone. Jackie Bradley Jr., who gave, you know, Willie Mays a run for his money out there in center field, he's gone. A bunch of people are gone. David Price, long gone.
Yeah. I mean, it's really interesting.
Benintendi, gone.
You're looking at the Chaim Bloom playbook here, right? This is what he does, basically. It's not about the big-name players. It's about finding value where you can and finding guys that you think will overperform their worth, basically. It's Moneyball on steroids. But I think the biggest change this year is probably depth in starting rotation and bullpen. They were so hurting for pitching last year. They at least are going into the season with five starting pitchers on the roster. That's a change, believe it or not, from last year. So they've added some arms. I think health is still going to be a huge question mark for those guys. Eduardo Rodriguez was supposed to be the opening day pitcher. He's already on the IL now for a dead arm. So that's scary to hear. We'll see how the pitching can hold up, but I think they're hopeful that they can at least stay in games longer than they did last year. Last year was just such a dumpster fire that I think basically if they can be somewhat competitive, the ownership will probably be happy with it, to be honest.
Yeah, and I actually tend to think that it's not that it's not Moneyball on steroids. It's Moneyball on water. I mean, they don't – it's just a glass of water with them because – The Red Sox, once again,
they don't want to pay for the steroids.
Teams,
that's why.
Right. That are supposed to be competing. Look, the Dodgers tried this years ago when they went and got Paul DePodesta to put Moneyball in a big market. Moneyball in a big market doesn't work unless you spend. You still have to spend. And so if you're going to, you know, you can't fool a Boston fan. And if you're sending the message that you're going to try to rebuild and retool and be smarter than everybody, and then pare down the payroll and do a whole Tampa Bay Rays thing, people are going to see through that. This is Boston. You need big players. You need stars. And you know, it's going to be real interesting to see what the appetite is for a true rebuild. Boston hasn't really had to do that very often. They've had bad seasons, but it's never like, okay, we're paring guys down and we're not spending to get players anymore. That hasn't happened in a decade.
Yeah, that's so interesting to hear, Howard. And I want to highlight that by playing a little bit of Alex Cora, who was talking to reporters on Tuesday, the last day of spring training, really driving this point home.
It's been good, but it's time to hop on that plane and, you know, there's the end of this, but it starts on Thursday. And in a division that is a very tough one, and everybody knows about three teams, and everybody have their feelings about us and the Orioles. We just got to, you know, work, keep grinding, keep getting better. And if we do that, we're going to be in good shape.
I was so blown away to hear that, because how often have we gone into a year where you're saying, okay, there are three teams in this division everybody's aware of, and then there's us and the Orioles. And back end, that's
exactly.
Wild. That's wild.
Right, so he's talking about the Yankees. Who's he talking about? He's talking about the Yankees.
The Rays and the Blue Jays.
The Rays and the Blue Jays.
Rays and the Blue Jays. And right. And so the Red Sox don't even rate.
And to say that's your top tier. Yeah. And then we're here at the cellar dwellers with the Orioles. That is crazy to me for, as Howard is driving home, a major market team that has all the money they could want to spend on these players. It's just a really interesting, to put it lightly, way to run an organization.
Well, Howard,
well, the message being sent is be prepared for a rebuild. And I think that one of the questions here is that if you're John Henry and if you're the Boston Red Sox, you can probably also make the argument to believe in that haven't we put enough reserve in the bank? We got you four championships in 20 years. So we're going, you know, we're asking you to trust us. It's not like we're asking you to believe in us and we haven't delivered, but it's very, very clear that the Red Sox, you look at the money, you look at Mookie went and got $380 million. You look at the Lindor deal, $341. You look at Tatis, you look at the money that is out there right now. The Red Sox aren't players for handing out $375 million contracts these days.
So I'm curious, Howard, a couple of times you've mentioned the idea of rebuild and a team that's rebuilding. The Red Sox aren't really acknowledging that, right? They get uncomfortable if you say, we're rebuilding, right? This team is rebuilding. That's what's happening. No. We're putting a competitive team on the field. I mean, they're not actually embracing that idea of rebuild. Is that just about sort of marketing?
No, I don't think it's marketing. I think it's the fact that they still have three or four players who were championship players on that team. So that doesn't feel like a rebuild. You still have Devers, who's a great, really, really good player. You've got Bogaerts, who's supposed to be one of the best players in the league at his position. You still have Chris Sale. You still have JD Martinez. So at the end of the day, they're like, listen, we've got enough of a foundation here that this is not a teardown. At the same time, I think it's as much emotional as anything else, too, in that if you just go back a few years, you're talking about Betts, Benintendi, Bradley. You're making comparisons to the old 75 outfield where you get emotionally attached to these guys, and this thing disappeared really fast. That idea that this team was going to stick around for a while, I mean, they won the World Series in 2018. And so the emotional detachment that now you're looking at this team without those guys, it's a pretty harsh fall, even though there is talent on the roster.
Yeah, and I think that's what's really ringing with fans is that that seems so recent that we had that really fun team that just plowed through the regular season, winning all these games, wins the championship, and then to see these guys shipped out of town one after the other, it is kind of disheartening as a fan.
Well, disheartening. And I guess we have to just be content with this season's motto, we can only get better.
Right? Keep grinding.
Oh, boy. It's going to be a long summer, Anthony.
All right. That's Howard Bryant, ESPN senior writer and sports correspondent for NPR's Weekend Edition. Thanks, Howard. Good to have you.
Thank you. Thank you, Anthony. See you, Chris.
And our own Chris Siderick, Radio Boston's Chris Siderick. Chris, always good to talk to you.
Thanks. Always fun and good to be on with you too, Howard.